Have you ever been sitting in the back of a regional jet, deadheading to your next assignment, watching passengers jockey for an upgrade to row 3? I'm Tower, and this is ADs on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about something a little different, not a reg change, not a safety bulletin. We're talking about the airline upgrade game. And before you tune out thinking this is passenger stuff, stick with me. There's a reason pilots should understand how this system works. Simple Flying put out a piece this week breaking down 5 things most passengers don't understand about business class upgrades. And honestly, some of it surprised even me. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's get into it. Here's what you need to know. First, the upgrade process is not first come, first served. Most passengers assume if they ask nicely at the gate, they've got a shot. That's not how it works. Airlines run upgrade priority through a formula. It factors in your frequent flyer status, the fare class you booked, whether you hold the airline's co-branded credit card, and, in some cases, how much you originally paid for the ticket. It is a tiered queue, and the algorithm runs automatically. The gate agent has very little discretion in most cases. Now, why should a pilot care about this? If you're flying on a jump seat agreement or a non-revenue pass, understanding the upgrade hierarchy tells you a lot about how full the cabin actually is. When the upgrade list is long and the premium cabin is packed, that tells you something about load factors on that route. And if you're a GA pilot who occasionally flies commercial, understanding this system means you stop wasting energy asking for something the computer already decided. Second thing passengers don't know, upgrades are increasingly a revenue tool, not a loyalty reward. Airlines have figured out that selling upgrades at a discount is more profitable than giving them away to frequent flyers. You've probably seen those emails, upgrade to business for $249. That's not a courtesy, that's yield management. The airlines are monetizing every empty premium seat rather than letting loyal customers have them. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. What this really means is that the golden age of the free upgrade is mostly over. The big 3 domestic carriers, American, Delta, and United, have all shifted their models. Delta in particular restructured their SkyMiles program a couple of years back to weight spending over miles flown. So even passengers who fly 100,000 miles a year aren't guaranteed anything if they booked a discount fare. Third, the timing of when you check in matters more than most people realize. Some airlines process upgrades at specific windows, 24 hours before departure, again at the gate, and sometimes not until boarding begins. If you're eligible and you check in late, you might miss the window entirely. The system already ran the list and filled the seats. This is basic resource management, and it mirrors something we deal with in aviation all the time. Timing matters, whether you're filing for a preferred route or trying to grab a slot at a busy field. The system rewards people who understand the process and act within the right window. Fourth point from the article. Elite status isn't what it used to be. Airlines have diluted their loyalty tiers. There are more elite members than ever because credit card spend now counts towards status. That means the upgrade list is longer. And your mid-tier gold or platinum status doesn't carry the weight it did 10 years ago. You might have 75 people ahead of you on the upgrade list for a cabin with 20 seats. And fifth, here's one that catches people off guard. Not all business class seats are created equal. On a domestic narrow body, business class might just be a slightly wider seat with an extra 3 inches of legroom and a free drink. On a wide body international flight, you might get a lie-flat suite with a door, same label, wildly different product. Passengers who buy an upgrade expecting the full international experience on a domestic flight are often disappointed. Now let me connect all of this back to something broader for our audience. If you're a professional pilot or aspiring to be one, the airline revenue model is your workplace. Understanding how airlines make money, and upgrades are a significant revenue stream now, gives you insight into the business side of the operation. When airlines are aggressively selling upgrades, it usually means they're optimizing for yield on routes where demand supports it. When they're giving them away, load factors might be softer. And for GA pilots who fly commercially from time to time, here's the practical takeaway. Don't waste your time with tricks and hacks. The system is algorithmic. If you fly one airline consistently, use their credit card for everyday spending, and book in fare classes that earn upgrade priority, you'll move up the list naturally. Everything else is noise. This affects you if you're thinking about an airline career too. The economics of the cabin directly influence staffing, route planning, and fleet decisions. It's all connected. One more thought before I wrap up. There's something interesting about how the commercial aviation world has turned every inch of the airplane into a revenue opportunity. Seat selection fees, bag fees, upgrade auctions, premium economy as a whole new cabin class. It's a far cry from the days when a smile at the check-in counter might get you moved up. Whether that's progress or not depends on your perspective. But as pilots, we should understand the machine, even the parts that don't involve a yoke sources today. From Simple Flying's reporting on the airline upgrade landscape, more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart, and I'll see you next time on ADIS.